Hi guys, it's Jess again. I'm gonna tell you about one of the most dangerous but electrifying animals in the aquarium. Can you guess what it is? It's the electric eel. Now, the electric eel is not actually a true eel, but instead it is part of a group of fish called the knife fish. There are over 500 species of electric fish, but the electric eel is one of the strongest. They can produce an electric current of up to 600 volts, which is 5 times the amount of electricity that comes out of your wall socket at home. Now, caring for an electric fish is much different from caring for most of our other fish here at the aquarium. As you may know, water is a conductor of electricity because water contains ions of dissolved minerals, which allows electricity to flow through it. We never touch the water with our bare hands, so anytime we feed or clean this habitat, we wear electrician's gloves. The electric eel's main internal organs are found in just the first 2 inches of the animal's body, and the rest of its body length contains 3 highly specialized electric organs. The electric eel can produce 2 different kinds of electrical currents. Weak ones used for electrocommunication and navigation, and strong ones used for protection and stunning prey. Inside of these electric organs are cells called electrocytes, which are specialized muscle cells that are part of the nervous system that can store power and release it when given a signal, just like a battery.